Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
One strike pitch. Trail a line drive. Fair ball. Left field line. Aviles scores. There's Delance being waved around. He's going to score. Matty Trio at third, a triple. Phillies lead at 7-5. What a comeback by this great bunch of Phillies.
Now that's the way to welcome in a guest. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette joined here at Chickies. With Ruben Amaro, you were live at Chickies at Pizza Sales for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser online at ChickiesatPizza.com. And nothing goes better than Phillies conversation and Larry Boa. Larry joins us right now as we get set for Red October on Saturday, Game 1. Larry, how you doing today?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Went to the inter-squad game yesterday and very impressed the way they approached you know, that's very difficult to get in and face your own pitchers and everything, but there was a lot of intensity in that yesterday. So I'm glad I was out there, and the guys responded very well.
I know he didn't pitch a whole lot, but what did Ranger look like? I know he was only out there for a couple of innings. How did he look?
Ranger looked really good. His command was real good. He has a little extra life on his fastball. He only threw two innings, two strikes, pitched ahead. I mean, it was a very positive sign to see him come off the mound. And he said he felt great. So we'll see how that plays out.
Larry, we're going to find out tonight, Mets or Brewers. Do you have a preference? Do you think one's a better matchup? What is your take on who might come in here Saturday?
You know, that's a tough call because they're two different teams. The Brewers, exceptional defense, a lot of speed, good bullpen. The Mets, a lot of slug in them. They've been playing very good. You know, I asked a couple of the guys yesterday. They didn't care. They did not care at all who they play. There's a lot of confidence in that clubhouse. It's been going on since February, believe me. They've been talking about what happened last year. So I feel real good about what's going on. There's no question about that.
Larry, what's your thought on the decision Topper's going to make here for that game number two starter? It's going to be Sanchez or it's going to be Nola? You know, you look at the home road splits for Sanchez. He was much, much better in Philadelphia. But Nola's been the guy, right? Two straight postseasons. He's the number two starter. What do you think there, Sanchez, Nola, for game two and three?
First of all, I don't know which way they're going to lean, but I do know that Rob, I was talking with Rob yesterday, and they brought up about how important Sanchez, the comfort zone with him at home is unbelievable. I don't think Nola cares where he pitches. So if he pitches second, that's great. If he pitches the third game, that would be great. Nola has ice water in his veins. If he pitches against Milwaukee or the Mets, I think he's had success against both. So, it's going to be a call that Rob and the staff are going to have to make. I could see if he leaned towards Sanchez because of the splits, and I can also see if he wants to go two up, because I don't think right now the way Wheeler's pitching, I wouldn't want to have that task of trying to hit Wheeler. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
What's your thoughts on the rest versus Russ conversation? Because that's always a good one.
You know what? I think there is some merit to that. I think it helps the pitchers more than anything, cause especially the relievers on that. They get a little rest. The hitters, maybe the timing a little bit for a couple innings. I think the biggest issue is going to be Saturday at 4 o'clock of the shadows. So hopefully it's a cloudy day. If there's shadows there, it's very difficult to pick up spin, and you might see some zeros in the first 4 or 5 innings. But other than that, I think it favors the pitcher, especially the relief pitchers who've had a lot of innings this year.
Larry Boa joining us here for our Red October rally as we get set for the Phillies. NLDS, first game, as Larry just mentioned, 4 o'clock Saturday, and maybe it's going to be difficult for those hitters with the shadows coming in. Larry, another thing that was brought up yesterday was Castellanos, and actually this morning when Topper was on with the morning show today. You know, Alec Bohm was the cleanup hitter on this team for a lot of the year, and then he got banged up in September, and they put Castellanos in there, and then they kind of kept him in there. What's your thought on Nick as the cleanup hitter behind Bryce Harper? If you were writing the lineup card out, would you go Bohm cleanup, or would you leave Castellanos where he's been the last couple weeks?
You know, I don't think you can lose either way, but you're right. Castellanos has had an unbelievable second half. But whoever hits behind Harp, it doesn't matter if there's a base open. You know, when you go in the clubhouse, you say, don't let this guy beat you, and Harp's name's out there. So you could have one of the best hitters in the world hitting after Harp. They're not going to let Harp beat him. So it doesn't really matter. But Casty, the way he's been swinging the bat, he hit another home run yesterday. I know it was an inter-squad game. Bohm hit the ball hard a couple times. So either way you go there. But I really believe that whatever team we play, they're not going to let Harp beat them. There's no question, Mom, especially with an open base.
Larry, what's your thought on Austin Hayes? It's been a weird couple months, unfortunately. You know, he got hurt with the injury in Los Angeles, and then he got sick, and we're happy he's healthy now. But it's almost like we really haven't got to watch him play, and now we go back to when they made the trade. How's it going to work out with the three outfielders, Rojas, Marsh, Hayes? Do you think they could make Hayes an everyday guy, or is he a platoon guy as we go into October?
Well, I think when they got him, they could make him an everyday guy. You know, he's had a couple tough injuries lately. He swung the bat good yesterday. He's got a real good arm in left field, as does Marsh. It's going to be a matter of if he wants the best defensive team out there. You know, he's got some decisions to make. They're good decisions. Deep ball club, so either way he goes, if he wants to start him out there and rest Marsh if there's a tough lefty, there's some options there. And these options aren't just, well, maybe this guy can do good. We got a deep team. There's no question about that. I look at whoever we play. I'm not really worried about any team in the National League. I feel that good about our ball club as long as we go out and do what we're supposed to do. I think pitching-wise, bullpen-wise, offense top to bottom, I think this team's the best in the National League.
Larry Boa joining us here as our Red October rally from Chickies continues. Larry, you mentioned the NL, so we do know the other side of the bracket. That's finalized. It's the Padres after they knock out the Braves against the Dodgers. Larry, what's your thought on that series? That should be a good one. And, boy, I'm impressed with what the Padres have put together. I know they don't have the payroll. They don't have quite the team, the names as the Dodgers, but that's a good team.
I'm really impressed with San Diego. Not only their lineup, Ariza's done a great job when they acquired him. Their bullpen's very deep. I would think their bullpen, they can match up with anybody just like our bullpen can. A big question mark for the Dodgers, obviously, is who's going to be the starting pitching. We know they can hit the ball. They catch the ball fairly well. I think it's going to be a good series. And it wouldn't shock me if San Diego went there and won, and it wouldn't shock me if the Dodgers continued their dominance over them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Again, I'm not really concerned about either one of those teams. I really feel strong about this ball club right now. The attitude's off the chart. Ever since spring training, I've been with them a lot, especially all the home games and all the spring training. These guys are playing with a chip on their shoulder, and I'm ready for this baby to get started on Saturday. And I think it's important that when Wheeler takes the mound, you got to get a W. You have to get a W with Wheeler on the mound. And I think that's the biggest thing going the first game. There's no question in my mind.
Larry, you've been around this a long time, player, manager, here, around the game for so long. Why do you think the home field advantage is so good here, is so great here? And, watching other games, the last couple of days, Ruben was down there in Baltimore. It just didn't have the buzz. It didn't have the atmosphere. It feels different here, Larry.
It's a passionate fan base. It's just different. I can't even explain. I've been with the Yankees, I've been out with L.A. It's a different atmosphere. They rally behind their team. I wouldn't want to be a young team coming in here. If by chance Milwaukee does win tonight, they have a lot of young kids, and they have no idea what they're in for if they come in here. And I look at the Dodgers without the real good starting pitching, I wouldn't want to come here. San Diego has matched our attendance, but the intensity level with the fans, it's nowhere near. They're a very polite 40-plus thousand, and we can get very nasty to the opposing team when they come in here. So I never thought there was an advantage in baseball, but I definitely, the last 3 or 4 years, there's a definite advantage playing at the bank. There's no question in my mind.
It is special. There, I got to ask, let's end with this, and I want your perspective as a former manager, but also a shortstop, especially one that had the kind of glove you did. Larry, I'm thinking ahead here. Let's just play this out. It's a big game, game five, a game seven. Phillies have a lead in the ninth inning. It's, 4-3. It's a close game. Larry, do you think there'd be any thought, and do you think there should be any thought, and how do you think it would go over if there was a thought, we have Edmundo Sosa here, a great defensive player. Trey, you're obviously our guy, but do you think there'd be any thought to taking Trey off the field for defense for Edmundo in a big spot if there's a lead late in the game?
No thought whatsoever. That wouldn't even be an issue. The Trey Turner's our shortstop. Doesn't matter if it's the first inning, the 15th inning. The only way he would be out of that game is if he got hurt. There's no way that would happen. Never.
All right, Larry, we appreciate it, and it's going to be a very, very fun month, Larry. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Larry.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.